The debate is on.
It's Larry Williams Drive with ANZ
on News Talk ZB.
Good evening, 7 past 5. Well, analysts around the world believe Greece's exit from the Eurozone is all but a given. Following the breakdown of talks with creditors over the weekend, it's believed that it's actually in Greece's best interests to exit the EU, introduce its own currency, and then reform its economy. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Dr. Oliver Hartwich says that process, which is likely to unfold now, should have been set in motion back in 2010. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is with us on the program. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening.
Do you think a default is inevitable here?
Absolutely. Greece currently has a debt load of 180% debt to GDP. That's simply unsustainable. They will not be able to come back from that position, and therefore they will at some stage default.
Where's it gone wrong, Oliver?
It's been going wrong in the wrong direction for many, many years, and I would argue that the worst step for Greece was actually to become part of the Eurozone in 1999, because Greece's economy simply wasn't ready for it. Greece was an economy that was built on external devaluation. They've been doing this for many, many decades. Once they were in the Eurozone, they could no longer do this because they did no longer have control over their own currency, of course. And this is where Greece is today. It is not just a debt problem. It is fundamentally a problem of competitiveness.
And Greece won't reform. They won't go far enough.
That's exactly right. And even if they reformed, the level of internal devaluation that we would expect the Greeks to do now is something like 30-40%. That means you'd have to slash every price, every cost, every wage in the Greek economy by between 30-40% just to regain competitiveness with Greece's neighbors. That's impossible.
So if Greece leaves the euro, then what then if they have to do that, if they have to get their own currency and devalue by 30-40%, which you say is virtually impossible? How do they get out of this mess?
Well, it is virtually impossible to get that devaluation as part of the Eurozone. Once they're out of it, of course, it's a completely different story. Because then you would introduce a new currency, let's call it the new drachma. And that new drachma could then go down in value, and that would actually overnight restore Greece's competitiveness. Currently, it is just not a very good value proposition for tourists, for example, to visit Greece, because the neighboring countries, say Bulgaria or Turkey, they offer much more value for money. Once Greece gets out of the Euro, introduces its new currency, it becomes cheaper for foreign tourists actually to enter Greece and spend a holiday there. This is one way in which Greece could actually claw back competitiveness.
They still have to reform the economy though, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. So they have to do a few things at once. I think they have to get out of the Eurozone. They have to introduce their new currency. Then they have to reform the economy. And at the same time, I would also argue they probably need a proper haircut on their debt, because we should just face it. Haiti, 180% debt to GDP, that is simply a position from which they can't recover. So we need a combination of all three things. We need reforms, we need a devaluation of the new currency, and we need a proper debt relief.
And where do they have to reform? It's public spending, obviously, the pension, the tax, the health, those sorts of things?
All of the above, but what they really have to do is they have to really work through, for example, labor markets. They have to actually get a proper land register, because that is one of the problems, that nobody really knows the ownership structures of some Greek land holdings. They have to basically clean up their economy, because Greece is also one of the most corrupt economies in Europe, and that is a big problem. They have to reform the tax system, because there are still people in Greece who are actually quite wealthy and do not pay the taxes that they should be paying. So there are reforms needed on so many different fronts, but Greece hasn't really been doing them for 5 years.
Right. It's true. A lot of people just don't pay tax in Greece, right?
That is absolutely true, yes. At the same time, Greece is overspending, of course. So Greece has one of the most expensive pension systems in the whole of the EU. Currently, they're spending about 16% of GDP on pensions alone. For comparison, Germany, for example, spends about 10%.
Do you think the EU leaders bungled all of this? I mean, they've spent hundreds of billions on Greece, loaning Greece for nil result.
Yes, and by some estimates, the Europeans have spent about 300 billion euros on Greece over the past 5 years. For no result, Greece's unemployment rate is above 25%. The economy has actually been shrinking by about a quarter since they started these programs in 2010. So no matter how you look at the Greek problem, it's been a complete public policy disaster, and I think European Union leaders have to take a lot of the blame for that.
And what happens if they leave the euro? What impact? Is there a knock-on effect? Could be there be a run? You look at Spain and Portugal, what sort of impact?
I don't really see an immediate knock-on effect. They might just leave the eurozone, and because they have now put measures in place like the European Financial Stability Facility, the European Stability Mechanism, of course the ECB has declared they're going to do whatever it takes to defend the euro, I think the immediate risk of contagion doesn't exist anymore. That was a much different situation in 2010. However, what we would see is, of course, a completely changed character, a changed nature of European Monetary Union, because once you actually take a country out of it, you could argue it's no longer a monetary union, it's more like a fixed exchange rate mechanism. And then in the future, of course, we could see speculations against individual Eurozone members when they get into troubles.
And what about the rest of the world? What about us? Does it affect us?
Hopefully not as much anymore, except, of course, in a globalized economy, everything has something to do with everything else. So if there is a renewed uncertainty around the financial system in Europe, we could probably feel a bit of it about it here. But I think the immediate risk of contagion that we talked about in the context, for example, of the Lehman Brothers crisis in 2008 doesn't quite exist to the same degree in the Greek crisis.
Thank you. That is Dr. Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director. News Talk ZB. It's now 12 past 5.